Welcome back to the Online Marketing Alchemist podcast, where we cover how to grow your online business and market your magic in a way that has your ideal client raising their hand and pulling out their credit card, all while using spiritual practices and modalities to keep you regulated and aligned. We're stepping into that CEO embodiment here. I'm your host, Jess Angelini. Let's dive in. And today I have a very special guest. I have my host, Erin Nicole Porter, and we are talking about her upcoming event, which I am going to be a speaker at. I'm so excited about it. I'm obviously going. I'm a speaker. And this episode's really good because we dive into the energetics of business and what that looks like. And even if you plan on going to different events, or you're just looking to get back in the room this year, and maybe this event isn't what you're going to go to this year, I say still listen in, because we're talking a lot about like what is missing in a lot of these events and what to look for, especially if you're listening to this podcast and you're someone who's like me, who's done all the strategy, you've invested all the money, and you have so much already in your brain and even in your like downloads or in your files of courses and things, and you're just more ready to like step into that next level CEO embodiment that we talk about and step into like who you're being on a really deep soul level and integrate that into your strategy. This podcast is going to be really good for you to hear about what kinds of events to really look for and what makes an event something that's going to provide you with that, not just like huge, crazy transformation feelings that don't last, but like actually integrating in lessons. So I'm going to just let this episode take it away before I spoil the whole thing. The Energetics of Business Live is going to be incredible. And if you've never heard of Erin before, please, please listen in. She is a gem. She is magic. And I'm so grateful to be working with her. And also, just a heads up, you guys know me on this podcast. I'm goofy. I'm a goofy goober. And Erin and I had a really funny experience getting this interview up and running. Like, we had every literal problem that we could experience happen. And we were just like so slap happy and super giggly at the beginning of this episode. So just enjoy that. Just get ready for some fun giggly times. And I will see you on the other side. Okay, welcome back to the Online Marketing Alchemist Show. And I'm so excited to have the one, the only Erin Porter on the show today. Hello, Erin.
Hello. I'm so excited. We have finally made it.
We have finally arrived. You guys, I'm shocked it's not Mercury retrograde based on how this podcast started today. We had every issue possible.
We have made it.
We are here. Two blondes have gotten it together and we're recording. Oh my gosh. Well, Erin, how do I even introduce you? Erin is a magical queen. She is the, I would say, leading expert in the industry around the energetics of business. Like, if you want to do a lot of the work that we talk about here, she's such a great person to follow and learn from. And she's my coach, because I know if you want to master certain things, you have to go to the master. So welcome, master.
That's the best intro. Oh my God, I love it. I love you so much.
My listeners know that I'm a big goofball. They know.
I love you.
Erin, I love you too. Yeah, you have a business that is Erin Nicole Coaching, and you have many things. You have a mastermind, the energetics of business. You have a NLP, Reiki, hypnosis, coaching, certification, quantum ripple effect. I am in both of those things, the certification and the mastermind. But yeah, is there anything like you are dying to share or excited to share about you or your business. And then we're going to talk about some juicy stuff that you have coming up as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe I'll just share a little bit of how I stumbled into a lot of like the deeper work, because I'm sure a lot of people that are listening to here can probably relate with that. They were searching for like strategy after strategy and thing after thing. And that was very much how I was in my business in 2017. After being in the online space for a while, I feel like I was starting to get like more success, more traction. And I kept kind of hitting these like stalling out points. And for me, what I kept doing was searching for more strategy. And I'm all for the strategy. Like, we need really clear, you know, messaging. We need launch strategy, sales strategy. But what I realized was I was getting in my own way more than anything. And so I had connected with somebody and we started doing inner child work. And she had asked me, you know, how did you receive love as a child? And I was like, well, the more that I could do, the more that I could achieve. That's where I felt attention, and that's where I felt connection, that's where I felt love. And so I spent then years kind of uncoupling all of that together, because that had been my entire life. I was very much a high achiever, go, is the leader of everything that I was in. I was either the president or the captain of the team or the organization, whatever it was. And all of that leaked into my business. And I realized I couldn't keep operating my business at that way of just chasing income high after income high or strategy after strategy. And I really came home to figuring out, okay, how do I actually want to run my business? Because since 2012, I didn't like a lot of the ways that online marketing told us that we needed to run our businesses in order to be successful. And I was like, there's got to be a different way. And so through a lot of like the subconscious reprogramming, through attachment work, through somatic work, I felt like I found more alignment in who I was. And my business wasn't this thing that was like trying to validate all of the needs that I was trying to get met internally, because we do that so often. We make our business this thing that will validate us and meet all of our needs. I say that in air quotes because that's what we think is going to happen. And so, yeah, all of that work kind of led me to really understanding the energetics of business. When you said master, I laugh because I'm like, I deeply have studied everything in terms of attachment, somatic work, NLP, subconscious reprogramming. Love to just go deep down into the rabbit holes of everything. And so, yeah, that's led me here in a very short way to kind of get into all of that.
Yeah, it's been really fun to like be in your world and to see how all the different ways that you're bringing this to your business, like in both coaching other entrepreneurs at high levels. And even at like, you have some of the most, I think, like approachable offers for energetics of business that I've seen that are actually really valuable, because I feel like so many people, and this is a testament to you and how you do pour into everything that you do with your energy. So many people in online business, like, we are just taught that we just pump stuff out for $27 or $97 or even like $1,000, $2,000 a month and give, like, there's not a lot of curriculum there. We talk about that a lot with me and for how I want to go about things too, is just like making sure what you're putting out in the world is clear and like clean in terms of energetics, and then also that you can stand on it. And the energy of you being able to sell what you do just is that much better when, and that much more in alignment and that much more magnetic when you actually have something with legs that you're offering that you know is going to be transformational for people. And I think that's also a huge reason why for me, I knew I had to do more certification work with the more spiritual energetic stuff, because I knew I could bring a certain level, but I also knew that if I wanted to really bring it for real, I would have to like really go deeper with that. And you're really good at going deep. And that's why when I was like calling you a master at it, but then I was like, hello, master, because I'm such a goofball, but everybody who listens knows I'm a big goofball. But, yeah, it is true. You do master that. You work on that mastery level of that. And that's an important piece of having a business like yours that has now been so successful, and where you do have these big events and these big things where people are willing to come because there's a point with your delivery that you get to, I feel, when you're at that mastery level. That's just like so transformational and transcendent. And it markets itself just based on the work that you provide and how your clients move through the world. And then that's a reflection of you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like when you said like having legs to stand on, like I think people, I always see people post like, you don't need another certification. You don't need another certification. And like, sure, if you're not integrating what you're learning, okay, then we can chat. But like, that's one of the reasons, I mean, yes, my own experience, but like, that's the reason, like a lot of the reason why I do feel so certain in what I'm doing, especially in the energetics, is because I have the science, if you will, the tactical pieces of energetics to be able to lean back on. And I know this work works. I've seen it work for clients, hundreds of them at this point, being open to receiving more, allowing more in, more alignment in their business. And so, yeah, it's like the backing of all of that really does matter. And I think it's something that we shouldn't just like throw fluffy things out there and call it the energetics. It's like it should have actual tangible things with it.
Yeah, it's not love and light. You know, always. Sometimes it's really going to the depth and facing that. And you hold people so well in that, in a way that's not just like, oh, let's gaslight you out of what you're feeling so you can go take some action and like make some sales. But no, like being with all the parts of you that are here that show up, like you were saying, with your own story, all the ways that all the parts of us from all of our childhoods and our past traumas and things inevitably show up in all the dynamics that we have and in our business, and being able to be in community with people who understand that and hold space for that so that you can continue to master that and get to a more energetically aligned place that actually feels good, instead of just like validating all of our past BS, because business can become that so fast, I feel like.
Totally.
And so you have an amazing event coming up, which I'm a panelist at, and I'm so excited. And I wanted to talk about it because I feel like so many people in my audience would really love this event and would be interested in it. And it's called The Energetics of Business Live, coming up here in April. It's coming right up in San Diego, which is my favorite place in the world. I love San Diego. We're just trying to manifest that move right now. You know,
you're getting real close.
We're close. We're in LA, so we're not that far. But is there any, like, I guess just tell me, I have so many questions, but because I'm so excited about the event and I know how powerful it is to be in the room, especially after the past like 4 years of us. I mean, I know me, I've not really been in many rooms the past 4 years. And when I was starting my business, that was such an important piece for me of like personal growth and client acquisition as well, was to get in rooms with people. And your rooms are different because it's not just like a bunch of speakers lined up to talk at you the same thing you've heard them say a million times on every podcast they've ever been on. But it's more doing that deeper work as well. And so I was wondering if you could speak into like what the vibe will be if someone's like, ooh, I'm intrigued. Like, what will this be like?
Yeah. So I love what you shared about like all the speakers. One of my mentors always says like sometimes when there's a lot of speakers, it feels like drinking from a fire hose and you're just like taking in information. Love that. Sometimes we need that. This event is not that though. There will be speakers, but it's more integration and embodiment focus. Because again, it's great to learn all the information, but I don't know if like someone's listening to this and you've ever experienced this where you went to a live event and you've left feeling more overwhelmed because now you feel like you have a million things to do and you can't cipher through like what's actually for you versus what's actually for maybe not right now, right? Or not in alignment with you. And so we've crafted it very much to be for your unconscious mind. If you're not familiar with your unconscious mind, it's 99% of you. Your conscious mind, which is more the information, is about 1% of you. So what we've done is making sure that there's an experience for your business internally that you get to go on a learning journey, a reprogramming journey, a regulation-based journey of what's coming up for you in business and what's also holding you back, or maybe you don't know that's holding you back into moving into the next level or scaling or growing, whatever that means to you. And I say that because it's like I also look at this event from a nervous system perspective. If you're someone that's wanting to scale your business or you're wanting to grow in a certain way, your body has to feel safe in order to do that at some level, right? Or you're unconsciously self-sabotage it. Getting into a room, it's not just getting into a room like everybody says, it's actually getting in there, being able to meet other people that expand your comfort zone, expand your nervous system. You get to relate, feel into their energy, feel their body, and you actually get to get that template of something where you wouldn't get that. And those little things like you shared too, meeting people, connecting with people, finding clients possibly at these events, is like all of the collaborations, partnerships, clients, all of that, those happen in those little in-between conversations. They happen at lunch. They happen on the way to the bathroom. They happen when you're sitting next to somebody random that you've never met before. Like when you go to these events, it should be a very collaborative and community-based experience. So we're also looking at that perspective to make sure that you walk away and you're not just, again, taking in more information, but like you're earning as you're learning, you're integrating as you're going through the event, so you can really feel empowered as you walk away from the 2 or 3 days.
I love that. I think, honestly, I've been to so many events and I've never been like, wow, I wish we had another speaker. I've always been more like, I wish we had more time to like sit and journal. Like I usually have to book at least a day on the end of an event, which I think I'm still going to do for this event too. But I usually have a day booked out at the end just to like journal and process, because then we leave with like a page full of notes and no real direction.
Sure.
And that's like, for me, that's so, that's such a reflection of the industry at large and why you're such a great disruptor of it. Because yeah, we can listen to like 57 million great speakers talk about all the things and have a page full of notes. But then it's like, okay, but what do I need to take action on next? Like not every speaker was actually speaking to me for what next step I need to do. And also, like you said, I mean, I met one of my best friends who I'm going to see this weekend after we have our breakthrough day at a retreat. And it was at a business retreat. And it was a business retreat in Florida. And because the event host had so much time built in for us to like hang out with each other, her and I became such good friends, and she officiated my wedding. She's like one of my best friends in the world. But if we were at an event where that wasn't there and that wasn't cultivated, I could have missed out on that. And that's so sad.
Yeah, it's like, you never know what happens when you get in spaces and you get in rooms. It's like, I'm always blown away at like who I meet or what transpires.
And who would you say this event is for? Like I'm sitting here thinking, and I have so many content ideas for you that I'm going to text you after this. My brain is just firing on all cylinders because I can't help it. When I'm thinking about this, I'm like, okay, I get the vibe of like, you know, what we're going to get, what we're going to experience. I'm curious when you are putting this event together and you're visualizing who's in the room, and even like based on all the people who have already signed up, who is this for? Where are they in their business? What are they looking for their next step? I know they've done a bunch of things and they're not necessarily looking for another like strategy. They want to like integrate. But is there anything else when you're visualizing who's coming that comes up?
Yeah. It can really be for anybody that's at a different place in their business, whether you're in the beginning stages, you've been in it for a while, you've been in it for a long, long while. Like we always have a mix, which I think is really nice, because when you have that mix of people, no matter if you've been in business for a long time, you can still learn something from that beginner mindset, whether that's something that's helpful for your own business or whether that's just something that like reminds you and brings that spark in, and vice versa. If you're newer or in the mid seasons of business, being surrounded by people that are maybe further along in their journey than you can also bring up so much too. And whether you're into more of the inner work and you've been down that rabbit hole for a while, it's still great to attend. Whether you're brand new into it and you're like dipping your toe in the woo water, if you will, like for the first time, also great to attend. Like I try to keep that in mind, that again, this event isn't just for you know, you're super rah-rah type of person. And it's not also just for the person that's super quiet. It's like I try to take everybody's like learning styles and integration styles, way of being style, lived experience style into mine when crafting this. So as long as you're somebody that's at least willing to be open to looking at business, maybe from a different lens or frame versus just your typical like people that are screaming at the top of their lungs on a business stage, at least if you're open to that, then I feel like it would be a good fit for you.
I have kind of like a curveball question for you.
Okay.
But it's in alignment with this, but it's just something that I'm curious about. What would you say for most of your clients or in the industry at large? And I think you'll handle this well at the event and like be able to coach people through this part of it. But what would you say is like the number one biggest energetic leak or mistake that you see most coaches or women in business struggling to overcome?
Actually feeling safe to receive the results that it is that they want. We try so hard, like we often think like, okay, I really want X income goal. I really want this thing. But what they don't actually realize is like, you can't think your way into receiving that. It's helpful to think positively into that. But if your body and your nervous system doesn't feel safe to receive it, you'll unconsciously sabotage it when it comes in or block it. And that doesn't mean that you need to sit and like just work on constantly creating safety and not taking action. It's like, take action, create the safety, take action, create the safety. And I've worked with people who have made, you know, $1,000 a month in their business to people, I have clients I work on in the energetics that make $1 million a month in their business. And it's all a lot of the same energetic principles. It's around feeling safe to be seen, safe to, you know, call in what it is that they want, being able to recreate it, to hold it, to know that it's not going to leave them. It's so much of like our inner child wounding that pops up. And so I don't remember what your question was fully now that I'm just going off on a tangent about this, but I feel like that's it. And people, they think it's often something else because that's easier to look at than like your own intimacy things within yourself, and that it could actually be something in your nervous system because we think constantly it's something outside of us.
I mean, I feel like especially as women, who I know is like the majority of your clientele as well, there's so much in our society that just tells us we cannot have, we should not have, we should not dream, we cannot be. And then even just as we know with like all of the DNA and DNA stuff in our energetics, how unsafe it feels for us to like put ourselves out there. It really feels like we're going to die, like for real.
Yeah. And I was just going to say in along lines of that, it's like so many people, they're operating. It's kind of like another thing to what you were sharing, but so many of them, they operate from their mind. Because we've been conditioned to operate from our mind, where so much of like the wisdom and the truth lives in your body. And so if we don't feel safe to be in our body and we can't keep operating from our mind, so it's going to burn us out, then it's like we're misfiring somewhere. And so, yeah, like as women, like we've been conditioned societally for years, the programming that our bodies need to look a certain way, be a certain way. We have to treat them a certain way. So it's like, why would we actually feel safe to be inside of this thing when for years we've been told don't or change it?
So messed up. Makes the activist in me go crazy. When I'm thinking about the event and I know I'm even bringing my sister because she's a makeup artist and she's like starting her career. And when you're a makeup artist, you're operating as your own business, you know? And I was talking to her this morning. We were planning because she knows I have ADHD time blindness. So she's like, what time are we leaving so we get there on time? Because, you know, it's hard in these streets for me. but I'm curious because I was telling her like about, you know, the yoga that we're going to be doing and all of that. Can you give us a little taste of like some of the experiential happenings of what it's going to be like to come?
Yes, it is highly experiential. Again, because I don't just want to shove information at you. So you'll experience cacao ceremony, breathwork, hypnotherapy. You will experience a cold plunge if you wish, somatic fitness, silent disco, kundalini, gong, sound bowls. We got it all.
Oh my God, I'm excited. I didn't even know about all that. I'm excited. Yeah, I feel like it's just so key, like getting in the room for all the reasons. And it, I think, like you said, getting in the right rooms. Like, I really think when I think about why I'm excited and all my friends who are coming to this event and where we're at, like we have spent an ungodly amount of money on coaching and programs and strategies, and we've learned all the things. But now it's like we're also, I think you get to a point where you've arrived in yourself in a much deeper way. And then you want that to come through and you still want it to be strategic and you still want it to be to make sense. I mean, half the time I'm talking to you as my coach, I'm like, does this even make sense? Like, and there's that piece. But then there's also, like you said, I mean, the fact that you've created an event where we could come together and like do the sound healing, do breath work, yoga, we can do a cold plunge, which I'm like, okay, I'm so excited for that. We can do these things that are going to also fill into our CEO embodiment of just like, who is the woman that I want to become that's going to create the result that I want, that is not self-sabotaging that and just taking that step before you feel like you're ready. And yeah, I would say if there's anyone who's listening to this and they're on the fence, what would you tell them? Like, they're like, oh, I want to come, but I'm nervous for whatever reason. Or, yeah, like if there is any hesitation in them, but they feel like they should be there in their gut, what would you say?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is like, if you can come with a friend, that always helps. I'm super introverted. So if you're somebody that's worried about being like super extroverted or whatever, like that's not me. I'm a pretty like quiet, like ethereal little being. And come with somebody if that's what you want to do, or like know that you can find somebody there that will like, we have a great community. That's the one thing that I built that I'm the most proud of is the people that I surround myself with and the people that are in the room. And I know pretty much everybody that's coming, or I've gotten to meet them because they're coming to the event, and you won't feel left behind. Like, somebody will come in if you feel new, they will swoop you in, they will take you under their wing, they will connect with you and make sure that you feel a part of the group, because they know what it feels like when you don't feel like maybe like you belong or you don't know anybody, and you won't have that. So if that's a hesitation of yours, something to know.
I think so too. And like, I am like the most extroverted extrovert in history, and Aaron's more introverted, and like one of my friends who's going is like an introvert. And she was trying to figure out where we're going to sit. And I was like, the front. And she was like, the back. And I was like, okay, the middle, I guess. Like, that we're just going to. So I feel like you'll find your people, you know, like everybody's just, you have such a great community and they're so awesome. And everyone's so kind. And like, also because everyone's so tapped into energy, if you're like going through it, like people are going to be there to hold space with you. And you actually have that built in. I know that for a fact. Like, there's integration built in where you can, like, people can hold that space for you and with you if you have stuff coming up, which is inevitable when you're hitting that next level in your business.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Aaron. There's a couple things. I have two more things.
Hit me.
So the first thing is, I wanted to tell everyone, I have a link in the show notes and also in my Instagram bio for the event. And there's $100 off with my link. I have the regular ticket in there, but if you want the VIP experience, which I'm doing and my sister's doing, I also have a link for that that will get you a little discount as well. So make sure you enroll. And this episode was brought to you by Energetics of Business. And I'm personally so excited because I feel like if you are in this place, like, which if you are in this podcast or in my world, like, most likely you vibe with this because this is the same kind of stuff I talk about, just more with your content specifically. But it's so important to be in these spaces where you're actually pouring into yourself and doing all the other things. Otherwise, you leave events and you feel dysregulated and crappy, and you feel like sometimes just not even seen by people. And that's so important to me as well, is that you're in a group of people who are going to see you, who are going to take the time to understand you. And that's one thing I love about Aaron, about you. And like, when I'm enrolling with a coach, I always have to have that conversation of like, this is my vision, what do you actually think about it? Because that's important. So that was the first thing I wanted to say. And then also, Aaron, This is a random question for you. It's actually a Tim Ferriss question, but it's like one of my favorite questions because I'm curious. What is an item that you are currently like obsessed with that you bought in the last like 6 months that is under $100?
Oh, what have I bought in the last 6 months? The first thing that comes to mind is I bought these pink pair of pants.
Ooh, I love it. What kind of, tell me more.
Okay, well, here's the thing. So you know how like all the kids these days, they're saying that like you can't wear skinny jeans, like those aren't cool anymore. So it's like, okay.
I'm gonna, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go with like the cargo like pant look. So I bought some and I get it. They're very comfortable. They have way more room. I feel way free in the thighs, in the baggy, like cargo pants. So, but I had to get pink ones.
I think, did I message you about those? Is that the outfit you had on the other day? And I was like, slay queen.
Yeah.
It's giving main character energy.
It was.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good. I'm like, I think it was, that's what I was. Yeah, that was, those are cute. I love that. And then what is the book that you've gifted most to people?
Oh man, the 5 personality patterns.
Great. I have that back here somewhere that's on my list. Yeah, you see it.
Honestly, I rep that book probably more than my own book. I'm always like, get that book. And people are like, you also have one. I'm like, right. And also get my book too. So
yeah,
I'll also remember to rep my own book maybe for once in my life.
Yeah, your book as well, which is called
Burnout to Breakthrough.
Amazing. And you also have a course about that.
I do. All the things.
All the things. Erin, we had quite the day together.
We have made it to the end of our day together. And we have a full day together coming up very, very soon.
Yes. We had a really hard time getting this interview going. We were trying to do an Instagram live too, and it was just really hilarious. And we were giggling pods. So you could probably feel that at the beginning of us just being like, oh my God. And we just got off our mastermind call. So anywho, Erin, thank you for fuddly duddling this through with me here. And I'm so excited for anyone that wants to come and join us in April. April, the dates, hello. The dates are, tell me, April, because I don't.
5th and 6th and 4th if you're coming to the VIP day. Which is
VIP day.
Which is the content party. So, I mean, content humans that are listening to this, there's a content party.
I mean, I'm so ready for that. I need it. I need it because I'm always working on everyone else's content, right?
It's fun.
I love it. Okay, so the 4th is the VIP day and then otherwise it's the 5th and 6th.
You got it.
Great. I knew that, but I don't want to say it wrong. So I had you say it just to confirm. Oh my gosh, Erin, I'm sure I'll have you back on here to go deeper on all the things because there's so much that you talk about that I'm like, oh, like I said, you're going to get a message from me with lots of content ideas, which always happens to the people in my world because there's so many little, you're really good at noticing even the most like smallest little thing in people. And that is the stuff that you really need to upgrade. Nobody talks about that. They're like, oh, you need this big funnel or you need this big whatever. And like, sometimes it's these little energetic nuances that are the reason why like we do the same things over and over again, even though we know we should be doing different, or we make that other decision over and over again, even though we know that like we need to be doing something that's different. And I found that that's why I even did got certified in all the things, because I was like, I noticed that I'm like self-sabotaging. And I tried all those like crazy leadership groups and things that were just like, bah! And like, it just didn't last for me in terms of how I wanted to operate, like with the burnout, with all the things. And also felt like I was, like I said earlier, kind of like gaslighting myself into like doing things instead of actually like feeling right in what I was doing and taking my time and like integrating what real success looks and feels like to me and who my people get to be. So you have been pivotal in that for me, and I'm so grateful for you. And I strongly urge anyone who wants to come to come. And if anyone has questions, what should they do?
Send me a message. I have my Instagram back. It's at Erin Nicole Coaching.
Yay! She's back. All right, Erin, thank you so much. I so appreciate you taking the time. And I just can't wait to see you on Friday and at the event.
Thank you. I love you. I appreciate you.
I love you too. Bye.